Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc. And those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 434. I've had so many shows, I can't load them all on the server for replay, so I've had to delete a lot of shows. I'm going to have to go back when it's time to reschedule them and put them back in. I mean, that's a lot of shows, plus the wake-up call shows. I've been busy this past year. We got storm conditions, got Florence, the hurricane hitting North Carolina real hard, and all the brothers and sisters around down there, I pray for them, and hope they come through it all right. It's going to make its way up in here. We're going to get rain later in the week, but we're not going to get anything like they're getting. We're in the book of John, and we're going to start with chapter 13 today. There are some notes. There is not as many notes in 13 and 14 as there are in some of the other chapters, but it would behoove you to write them down. They're pretty important, and you want to do your research and learn and all that, so write them down. My website is https://// www.pastor-steve.com. People put P-A-S-T-E-R, pastor, and it's pastor, and they're not getting me, and they're Googling Pastor Steve, and they're getting everybody but me, and there's just a whole big bunch of people that are using Pastor Steve, and such is the internet. Let's get started, chapter 13 of the book of John. This is about Yahshua being at the Feast of Passover. And it was going to be the end of his time here with us very shortly. So this is recounting what happened according to John. Verse 1 of chapter 13. And before the festival of the Pesach, that's Passover, Yahshua, knowing that his hour had come, that he should move out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. To the point that he was going to sacrifice himself to cover over our sins with his blood. He didn't have to do what he did, but he did it because he loves us. So that establishes that right there. Verse 2. And supper taking place, the devil having already put it into the heart of Yahuda from Kerioth, son of Shimeon, to deliver him up. That's Yehuda Ish-Kerioth, man of Kerioth, which was on the border of Edom. Okay. Verse 3, Yahshua, knowing that the Father had given all into his hands and that he had come from Elohim and was going to Elohim, he was going to go back to the origins until the time of his second coming, when he's going to come in flaming fire and he's going to wreak havoc on the enemy and the minions of the enemy. That's coming shortly. We see the signs. Verse 4, he rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and having taken a towel, he girded himself. Verse 5, after that he put water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the taught ones and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He was doing humble service as an example. He was divine, and he lowered himself to the point where he was serving his taught ones. That was a symbolic act. Verse 6, and so he came to Shimon Kepha, that's Simon Peter. Okay, Kepha translates to Petros in the Greek, rock, okay, the rock. And he said to him, Master, do you wash my feet? Verse 7, Yahshua answered and said to him, you do not know what I am doing now, but you shall know after this. Verse 8, Kepha said to him, by no means shall you wash my feet ever. You know, because he revered him. You're the master. I'm the servant, not you. Well, Yahshua answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Verse 9. Shimon Kepha said to him, Master, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. He wanted more of a part. Verse 10, Yahshua said to him, he who has had a bath does not need to wash except his feet, but is clean altogether. And you are clean, but not all of you. Ah, different kind of cleanliness. spiritual cleanliness. Verse 11, for he knew who would deliver him up, so he said, you are not all clean. Because one of them was a devil. Judas Iscariot. Okay. Verses 12 through 15. 12, 13, 14, 15. Reference Luke. Chapter 22, verse 27. Luke 22, 27. Verse 12. So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? Verse 13. You call me teacher and master, and you say, well, for I am. Verse 14, then if I, master and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Verse 15, for I gave you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Okay. Verse 16, you can reference Matthew chapter 10, verse 24. Matthew 10, 24. Luke chapter 6, verse 40. Luke 6, 40. And John chapter 15, verse 20. John 15, 20. Here's verse 16. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is an emissary greater than he who sent him. These were emissaries from him. Verse 17. If you know these, blessed are you if you do them. Verse 18, and you can reference Psalms 41, verse 9. Psalm 41, verse 9. If I do not speak concerning all of you, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture might be filled, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. He's speaking of the betrayer. Okay. Verse 19. Now I say to you, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you shall believe that I am. In other words, his death and resurrection, it's going to absolutely stun them. Verse 20 of chapter 13, you can reference Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. Matthew 10, 40. Mark chapter 9, verse 37. Mark 9:37, and Luke chapter 9:48 and 10:16. That's 9:48 and 10:16 in the book of Luke. Verse 20. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. In other words, that's Yahweh. Okay. Verse 21. When Yeshua had said this, he was troubled in spirit and witnessed and said, truly, truly I say to you, one of you shall deliver me up. In other words, one of you is a betrayer. Verse 22, the taught ones looked at one another, doubting of whom he spoke. They didn't know. Verse 23, and one of his taught ones, whom Yeshua loved, was reclining on the bosom of Yeshua. Verse 24. Shimon Kepha, that's Simon Peter in the English, then motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke. Verse 25. And leaning back on the breast of Yeshua, he said to him, Master, who is it? Verse 26. Yeshua answered, it is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Yehuda from Kerioth, son of Shimon. Verse 27, and after the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Yeshua therefore said to him, what you do, do quickly. Verse 28. But no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Verse 29. For some were supposing, because Yehuda had the bag, that's where they kept all their money, that Yeshua was saying to him, buy what we need for the festival, or that he should give somewhat to the poor. In other words, he was the treasurer of the group. Well, and he used to steal from the bag. Took money from the bag that was supposed to be for charity and spent it on himself. Verse 30. So, having received the piece of bread, he then went out straight away, and it was night. Verse 31. When, therefore, he went out, Yeshua said, now the Son of Adam has been esteemed, and Elohim has been esteemed in him. Okay, because he was going to be the deliverer of Israel, raised to that lofty position. Verse 32. If Elohim has been esteemed in him, Elohim shall also esteem him in himself and straightway esteem him. Verse 33 of chapter 13, you can reference John chapter 7, verse 34. That's John 7. 34. Verse 33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Yehudim, where I am going, you are unable to come. I now also say to you. They couldn't follow him where he was going to go. He was going to go back to the Father. Verse 34. And you can reference John chapter 15. verses 12 and 17. John 15, 12 and 17. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. That's 1 John 3, 23. And 2 John chapter 5. The whole thing. Verse 34. A renewed command I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Okay? Take care of one another. Do all the things that you do when you love somebody like a brother. Talking about brotherly love here. In the Spirit. Marvelous. Verse 35, by this, by that love, shall all know that you are my taught ones, if you have love for one another. Verse 36, see, he stumped him when he said, where I'm going, you can't follow. Verse 36, Shimon Kepha, that's Simon Peter, said to him, Master, where are you going? Yeshua answered him, where I am going, you are unable to follow me now. But afterwards, you shall follow me. In other words, when you finally pass on, you'll go to the Father as well. Okay. Verse 37. He wasn't getting the fact that he wasn't talking about a physical designation. Verse 37. Kepha said to him, Master, why am I unable to follow you now? I shall lay down my life for you. He wasn't designating a physical place. He was designating heaven. Okay, if you want to use the word heaven. That's what he was talking about, and they didn't get it. That was his next destination. Verse 38, Yeshua answered him, shall you lay down your life for me? And here comes the bad news. Truly, truly I say to you, the cock shall not crow at all until you have denied me three times. Ow! Oh! Boy, I bet that hurt to hear that. And he was totally confused. I'd never do that. Well, he was talking in his own without knowing what was coming. He talked brave right then. But later on, when faced with it, when he saw what was going down, when faced with the possibility of his own death because he was an associate of Yeshua, he would deny him. And that ends chapter 13 of the book of John. Now we're going to get into chapter 14 here. Now 14 is not quite as long, but there are lots of notes. Okay. I'm turning the page and look. Yeah, there's quite a few. Verse 1 of chapter 14. Let me get a little hit of this coffee here. Oh, I needed that. Verse 1 of chapter 14. This is really a sad story because it's winding down to the miracle of the death of Yeshua and then the resurrection and all of that. And it just, It saddens me that he had to go through all of that for us. Because of my love for him and the Father and what he did and everything. I understand it. I understand it was necessary. Without it, there would be no redemption for us. But I was feeling what they were feeling. You know, I'm feeling that. Just, oh. Whew. It hurts. It hurts that that had to occur. Verse 1 of chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in Elohim. Believe also in me. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many staying places. In other words, places to stay. They have many mansions in the King James. And if not, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I shall come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you might be too, with the Father. Verse 4. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Verse 5. Tooma said to him, now that would be Doubting Thomas, that they talk, you know, Thomas. Well, the name is Tooma, not Thomas. Tooma said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going, and how are we able to know the way? Verse 6, chapter 14. Yeshua said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And you can reference Baruch in your Apocrypha, Baruch chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Baruch 3, 13 and 14. Verse 7. If you had known me, you would have known my Father too. From now on, you know him and have seen. Verse 8, here comes another one. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Verse 9, Yeshua said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. And how do you say, show us the Father? Verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak from myself, but the Father who stays in me does his works. Verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Otherwise, believe me because of the works themselves. All those miracles he did, they were divine. They came right from the Father. Okay? And these, you know, these were just men that were so confused. Okay? Like us today. A lot of us are confused. A lot of people in Israel are taking the wrong path. They're confused. We need to pray for them. We need to witness to them. Verse 12. of chapter 14. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater than these he shall do, because I go to my Father. Verse 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that's the name of Yahshua. Okay, not Jesus, Yahshua. That I shall do, in order that the Father might be esteemed in the Son. Verse 14, if you ask whatever in my name, I shall do it. Here's verse 15. Here is a big stumbling block for a lot of people. Verse 15, you can reference John chapter 14, verses 21 and 23. Okay. 21 and 23. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 18. Wisdom of Solomon, 6:18. Exodus, chapter 20, verse 6. That's Exodus 20, verse 6. 1 John, chapter 5. Verses 2 and 3, that's 1 John 5, 2 and 3, and 2 John chapter 6. This is very plain. Verse 15, if you love me, you shall guard my commands. In other words, in the King James, if you love me, keep my commandments. Okay. Do what he's told us to do. Don't mess around with it. Do his commandments. Verse 16. And I shall ask the Father, and he shall give you another helper to stay with you forever. That's the Holy Spirit. Okay. Verse 17. The Spirit of the truth, whom the world is unable to receive because it does not see him or know him, but you shall know him, for he stays with you and shall be in you. That's the Holy Spirit that real believers get when they totally turn themselves over to Yahweh. They get that gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 18. I shall not leave you orphans. I am coming to you. Verse 19, yet a little while, and the world no longer sees me, but you shall see me, because I live and you shall live. Verse 20, in that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Verse 21 of chapter 14. You can reference the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verses 12 and 18. Wisdom 6, 12 and 18. And Sirach, these are in the Apocrypha, chapter 4, verse 14. That's Sirach 4, 14. Listen to this carefully, verse 21. He who possesses my commands and guards them, in other words, does them, it is he who loves me. That's how you show your love for him. You do what he's commanded. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and manifest myself to him. Verse 22. Now this explains some things. They had a bunch of disciples with the same name. Here we go. Yehuda, not the one from Kerioth. Okay, different Yehuda, same first name, said to him, Master, what has come about that you are about to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? In other words, the order of arrangement. Verse 23. Yeshua answered him, If anyone loves me, he shall guard my word. In other words, do what he has told us to do. And my Father shall love him, and we shall come to him and make our stay with him. Verse 24. This is very plain also. He who does not love me does not guard my words. In other words, they disobey his commandments. And the word which you hear is not mine, but of the Father who sent me. All these teachings he was given come straight from Yahweh. Verse 25. These words I have spoken to you while still with you. Verse 26. But the Helper, the set-apart Spirit, whom the Father shall send in my name, he shall teach you all and remind you of all that I said to you. In other words, when you read these passages, they'll be open to you. You'll understand them, where people that don't have that Spirit will not. They're a mystery to them. They're beyond them. Verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. That's this order of arrangement. Stuff, okay? Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In other words, don't worry about things of this world. Verse 28. You heard that I said to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you did love me, you would have rejoiced that I said, I am going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. Yahweh is the complete Godhead. Verse 29. And now I have told you before it takes place, that when it does take place, you shall believe. Verse 30. I shall no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world, this order of arrangement, that's the word they're using for world here, this order of arrangement is coming. And he possesses none at all in me. In other words, he has no part in who I am or what I am. Verse 31. But in order for the world, again, that's the order of arrangement, to know that I love the Father and that As the Father commanded me, so I am doing. Rise up. Let us go from here. And that ends chapter 14. Now, I have 20 minutes, and there are 27 verses in chapter 15. I may very well do that. Let's get started. There are some notes here that you need to take. Starts out in chapter 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Verse 2 of chapter 15. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. Verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Spiritual cleanliness. Verse 4. Stay in me, and I stay in you. As the branch is unable to bear fruit of itself unless it stays in the vine, so neither you unless you stay in me. In other words, keep the faith. That's what he's saying. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who stays in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. It's converts. Because without me, you are able to do naught. In other words, without Yeshua, we can't do anything. Verse 6. If anyone does not stay in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7. If you stay in me and my words stay in you, you shall ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. Verse 8. And this my Father is esteemed, that you bear much fruit and you shall be my taught ones. Lucky men. Verse 9. As the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Stay in my love. Verse 10, again it says, if you guard my commands, that means keep them, you shall stay in my love. Even as I have guarded my Father's commands and stay in his love. In other words, he was perfect. He obeyed all the commands. Verse 11. These words I have spoken to you so that my joy might be in you and that your joy might be complete. Verse 12. You can reference John chapter 13, verse 34, and John 15, 17. That's coming up here. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. That's 1 John 3, 23. And 2 John 5, chapter 5, verse 12. This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now here we go. Verse 13. Highlight this, mark it, whatever you wanted, underline it, whatever. Verse 13. No one has greater love than this, that one should lay down his life for his friends. Well, he laid down his life for us. And this is speaking to them, and it's also speaking to us today. Listen to verse 14 carefully. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you, if you do it, don't just say, oh, I believe. You got to do it. And that's hard sometimes. Verse 15. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all which I heard from my Father I have made known to you. Verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. In other words, go out to the Israel nations and convert them. Okay, tell them the good news. And appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he might give you. Verse 17. These I command you so that you love one another. That's another reiteration of that. It's 13:34 and 15:12. Okay. Boy. Love one another. Verse 18. If the world hates you, in other words, the order of arrangement of the devil today, hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. They say they want to crucify Christ again. They want to kill him again. Those devils. Okay. Verse 19. If you were of the world, that's the order of arrangement, the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, in other words, you're separate from the world's order of arrangement that the devil has manufactured, you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world. For that reason, the world hates you. Well, it hates us too, those who tell the truth. Okay? Verse 20 of chapter 15. Reference Matthew 10:24. It's Matthew 10, verse 24. Luke chapter 6, verse 40. Luke 6, 40. And John chapter 13, verse 16. John 13, 16. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they shall persecute you too. If they have guarded my word, they would guard yours too. In other words, because they hated Christ, they hate us, and they persecute true Christians that tell the truth. There you go, verse 21. But all this they shall do to you because of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. They're not of Yahweh, they're of the devil. Verse 22. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. That's verse 22. Verse 23. Glaringly obvious. Okay, verse 23. He who hates me hates my Father as well. And the adversary's children don't worship Yahweh, they worship Halel. And they hate Yahweh. They hate his son, and they hate us. Verse 24. If I did not do among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have both seen and have hated both me and my Father. The adversary's children hate Yeshua and Yahweh. Verse 25 of chapter 15 in reference Psalms 35, verse 19, at Psalm 35, 19, and Psalm 69, verse 4. Psalm 69, verse 4. This is verse 25. But that the word might be filled or fulfilled, which was written in their Torah, they hated me without a cause. And they hate him today. They hate us today. They want to kill us. They try. Verse 26. And when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of the truth who comes from the Father, he shall bear witness of me. Speaking of the Holy Spirit. Verse 27, but you also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. And that ends chapter 15. Wow. I'm surprised I got three chapters in today. I was planning on two. But these are not loaded with notes, which I have to repeat over and over and over. This whole book is just exciting. Oh, I love the book of John. It's just, really gets down to the meat of the matter, and it's got a lot of sayings in it that some of the other books don't have. Not that there are any lightweight tomes, but this particular book is really strong. Well, I'll be back with you on show number 434. And we will take up with chapter 16. I'm going to have to modify my show schedule here. And this has been a good reading today. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'll play a little music and the outro, and I'll catch you on the next show. Thanks for listening, and may Yahweh richly bless you and keep you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you very, very much for joining me.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward.
job, Dave.
Can't you?